You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
March 31st, 2025. The sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin. Yep, the sun is back after a rather interesting weather weekend. Fair skies, 25 degrees right now in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, our WXCO studios, and it is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. To begin with, actually, we are not on 98.9 WXCO currently. The transmitter, there appears to be a power issue at our transmitter, which is being worked on at this time. So right now, not on 98.9 FM, but we are still on 1230 WXCO AM. We are also still online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. You can hear us there and on the Civic Media app. So again, apologies for those of you who may have been searching earlier on 98.9 to get our broadcast. Glad you're able to find us on the AM dial and online as well. So again, we are working on that issue and hoping to have that fixed sooner rather than later here this morning. Coming up today at 8:21, in about 13 minutes or so, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. It was, as I said, a very interesting weather weekend, and not really a great weather weekend when you say interesting, but again, we saw a lot. We saw some heavy rains, we saw some flooding, we saw some freezing rain, we saw some snow. It was all there over the last couple of days, and in fact, the winter-like weather conditions are not done. We're in the midst of a little respite right now. And starting tomorrow night, there could be the possibility of more of that ugly stuff. So we'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21 this morning. At 9:06 this morning, we will get an opportunity to talk to a person that's been in the news quite a bit recently. One of the candidates for the state Supreme Court, Judge Susan Crawford. Judge Crawford on the ballot tomorrow. Yep, tomorrow is Election Day. And Judge Crawford going up against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel in a race that has been watched very closely, not just here in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. Elon Musk has made this his next target in his Buy Democracy tour. A lot of disturbing aspects to what's going on, really, to be honest with you. And we're going to try to talk about the stakes and the issues in this race with Judge Susan Crawford coming up at 9:06 this morning, starting off hour number two of the program. Then at 9:34 this morning, We will get an opportunity to bring in five. They keep bringing in more and more, I tell you. It's like we only have three microphones, but we're going to try to make it all work. Five different members of the cast of the Wausau West Theaters, All My Sons, as coming up this week, later this week. We will be... that show will be going on. I'm a little discombobulated with all the stuff that's going on here this morning with our 98.9 signal and a whole bunch more. But again, All My Sons, the Arthur Miller classics being performed by the Wausau West Theater coming up this coming weekend. And again, we'll get a chance to talk to five members of the cast of All My Sons. Again, their show will be coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That is on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Wausau West Auditorium. A really great show. It's a classic show. And, again, we'll get five of those performers with us coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. So, again, lots on the plate, lots going on. You try to get into the new work week, you know, slowly but surely. But we've been thrown into the deep end here this morning. And again, we will try to get 98.9 back up as quickly as possible here this morning. But also coming up at the very end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. That'll be at 9:51. And then we'll talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about some of the celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some of the special events being acknowledged today. And at about 9:56 or so, we will wrap up our program with our number for the day quiz. And, of course, the person that takes the number for the day quiz is Ian Welsh. He is sitting across the way behind the glass. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Jen. I know how it is. A case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get back in to the week.
How did your weekend go? Stayed out of the ditches?
Yep. Thankfully, I didn't have to... Well, on Saturday, I didn't have to travel too far, and I was able to get my work at the other radio station accomplished with no issues. Sunday, it was just a good... I didn't have to go anywhere. I parked in the garage, so I didn't have to deal with all the ice and snow on my car. And I was able to just, you know, enjoy the Sunday in spite of the weather. I was able to complete a puzzle, the goofy puzzle I talked about last week that we started working on earlier last week. I was able to finish it yesterday, and it was a very impressive puzzle and a good way to kill time as well. Plus, I was able to, you know, finish my latest book I've been working on, and I was able to be relaxed, and I was able to just spend some good quality time with my family, and we were all safe. And that's the important thing.
Very good.
Hopefully, everybody else was safe as well. If you did have to drive yesterday, I hope you were very careful.
Absolutely. And even right now, I mean, especially on the side roads, they're still very, very icy, very, very slick. Again, a circumstance where after the freezing rain, we got some snow. So, I mean, you may see some snow. They may then plowed it away. But under that snow was still some ice. And in fact, as you walk, when you get out of your car, if you're walking maybe a block or somewhere, some sort of distance to wherever you're headed, make sure that you're aware of that. Make sure that you don't hit the ice and slip and fall down and injure yourself. So there's a lot going on. And as I said, right now, very pleasant, sunny skies. Temperature will warm up a little bit. But then by the time we get to tomorrow evening, chance of some more winter-like weather. I mean, we're wrapping up the month of March.
It's not going by that fast, thankfully.
I know, absolutely. But wrapping up March with a lot of winter-like conditions. But then tomorrow night, it looks as though, and again, we'll find out the details, but again, accumulating snow here in north central Wisconsin.
Yep.
Then Wednesday, rain and snow mixture again. Man, oh man, I just, you know, it's we went through a winter without a whole lot of snow, and I think this was the third significant amount of snow. We may get a fourth here since the start of March. And
I was watching it. I was watching it on my window yesterday. I mean, first it started off as a rain, which honestly would have been fine if it stayed like that the whole day, but no, it did not. And it switched over to freezing rain, and it looked like hail for a little bit. And then in the evening, I was like, oh my gosh, it's snowing. So we managed to get like all three major like precipitations on the same day over the course of a few hours.
Right. Hey, everybody, remember, tomorrow is Election Day. As I said, we'll get a chance to talk to Judge Susan Crawford coming up in about an hour at 9:06. But I wanted to note as well, make sure that tomorrow night when the polls close, the polls will be open until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. And make sure that after the polls close, you tune in here on Civic Media, WXCO, and every station on the talk network of the Civic Media Radio Network will have special election night coverage. We'll get results. We'll get analysis that you won't find anywhere else. So again, listen to election night results, our spring election, the state Supreme Court race. We have the race for the superintendent for the State Department of Public Instruction. We have a statewide referendum. We have local school board and school referendum questions out there. We have here in central Wisconsin local races, including the Village of Weston election. So a lot on the line, a lot on the ballot. Sometimes the spring election can be a bit of a sleepy election. Not in this case. Very important election. And make sure you tune in beginning at 8 p.m. tomorrow night and for all the results and the analysis from elections around the state. So again, tune in here on 98.9 WXCO, 1230 WXCO, and our other Civic Media News Talk stations, and also online and on the app as well. So again, it should be I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I really don't. It's an important election, but yeah, it's really up in the air. We saw Elon Musk pay a visit to the state last night, and again, lots going on, but you'll get the information and the analysis you need right here on Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
And some more information you need is all about the weather. And we're going to get the weather information you need coming up in just over 2 minutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us right here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And I'm just used to saying it that way. Again, as I noted at the start of the program, because of the storms over the weekend, the ice and everything else, our transmitter at 98.9 has been knocked down. We're working on fixing the issue. So right now, we're on 1230 WXCO. Also, again, you can get us online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. So again, I'm glad we put the note out there. Hopefully people notice that and they are tuned in on different ways of getting our programming. But again, we hope to have 98.9 back up and running sooner rather than later. Also, again, if you'd like to join us by giving us a call or a text, the number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on this sunny Monday morning. But again, the ice is out there. The snow is still on the ground. And it's amazing this month of March. We're finally to the end of it, the final day of March. But even as we head towards April, taste of winter is going to stick around. And the person that's been, I'm sure, very busy with the weather the last couple of days and is going to stay, I think, pretty busy with the weather for the next couple of days as well, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlowen. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Central Wisconsin. How are you doing?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's when you turn on your radio and hear just static because the ice knocked us down here at 98.9. It's been, you know, again, a little stressed out, but I think probably other people as well, because we saw it all this weekend, didn't we?
We did. I mean, I have been talking to people that saw trees snapping, cracking, sounding like gunshots in the woods. I mean, branches falling down, crashing into their cars, property, power lines down over streets, trees sagging and falling onto streets. It looks like a maze trying to get through the North Woods. I mean, scary, scary stuff. Here in Wausau, we picked up a quarter inch of ice. That's what was measured on every single branch, power line, everything, or tower. And then it flipped yesterday evening to heavy, wet snow and froze all of that precipitation. And we picked up about 3 to 4 inches of snowfall here into the Wausau Weston area. And in Marathon County right now, there are still 3,000 of us without power. Same numbers into Portage County. Langlade County, there are 13,000 customers still without power, as well as 10,000 in Forest, Florence, and Oneida each. So a lot of us going through heck right now. I mean, the Hodag Dome collapsed overnight. Highway 64 was closed. There was a car crash up in Mercer off of 51 that resulted in a death. We've got the Wisconsin River flooding. It's up about 2 to 3 feet from its banks. We've also got the Big Rib River flooding. So Oak Island Park, DC Everest Park, and areas in Marathon City are seeing rising waters. It has been a crazy weekend. I'm so glad the sun is shining and we get a day of rest right now.
Well, the thing about it, though, is as we get into the month of April, and of course, tomorrow, big day with Election Day, but then people get do their voting. And then by the time you get to tomorrow night, after the polls close, we're going to get more winter-like weather, aren't we?
Yep, we sure are. Round number two, unfortunately. So today, breezy. High temperatures will be about 37 degrees, so just a teeny tiny bit above freezing, but the sun is out. Tomorrow, we'll see the sun to start, then the clouds increase through the afternoon. We're looking at snow starting by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so moving in kind of early, and it'll be snow through the evening, turning to a wintry mix of freezing rain. Yes, one more time, ice is in the forecast for Wednesday morning, and then that flips to regular rain after 10 o'clock Wednesday. And then we're just looking at regular rain throughout the afternoon as that system departs. Behind it, sunshine, nothing going on for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So once we get through the next storm, we've got a little dry stretch with temperatures going to be hovering in those low to upper 40s. So that's what we'd get when we get through it all. But another dose of snow again tomorrow evening and a wintry mix Wednesday morning.
Well, it's just something to look forward to on the weekend.
I know, finally, because this put us all inside this weekend. I don't think anyone did anything, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a stinks. Yeah. I mean, it really does. I mean, this time of year to be going through all this, it's just been pretty crazy. Again, I mean, it's Wisconsin. It is. I mean, Wisconsin weather. Yeah. This month of March has just been so unusual. I can say I will not be sad to have it in the rearview mirror starting tomorrow.
Even I'm ready for summer. I'm ready. Okay, after a nice storm, I'm done. Let's go.
All right. Well, what are the details here for the early week forecast?
All right. So today, bright, beautiful, sunny, still a little breezy with those winds crisp out of the northwest. Highs today will hit the upper 30s. We do crash pretty cold overnight, down to the mid-teens. So a cold start tomorrow, breezy still, highs in the upper 30s. Snow starts after 4 o'clock and continues through the evening, flips to a wintry mix on Wednesday morning, and then over to all rain by the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-40s on Wednesday. Then we hold on to the mid-40s with plenty of sunshine on Thursday, and then the upper 40s for the weekend. I like it.
Sounds much, much better. Well, again, yes. we will keep an eye on what's going on with this next system starting tomorrow evening. I'm sure you and the rest of the staff will be on it as well. But let's enjoy a little sunshine here today and take a deep breath, because again, that was a nasty weekend. Boy, oh boy.
I agree.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brittany. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye, guys.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us at this time every morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now, fair skies, 25 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour. Wind chill of 16. The dew point is 17 degrees. Relative humidity of 72%. The barometer at 29.88 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Got an information update coming up. News, weather, sports, entertainment, and then don't forget, at 9:06, we'll be joined by Judge Susan Crawford to talk about the big Supreme Court race tomorrow. And then at 9:34, members of the cast of All My Sons, that'll be staged at Wausau West High School coming up this weekend. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030. Or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip. When they ask me, what are you looking at, I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. I think they think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are suffering some issues with our signal on 98.9 FM this morning. After all that weather that came through this weekend, and obviously the ice causing some issues, and working on that problem as we speak. But again, you can still catch us on the AM dial at 1230 WXCO, 1230 AM. You can also catch us again as well online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app as well. And again, apologize for that. Working on that issue, and hopefully that 98.9 will be back up sooner rather than later. Again, you can join us by calling or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And again, we will be joined by Judge Susan Crawford candidate for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court in the election tomorrow. She'll be with us at 9:06, and at 9:34, we again will be joined by five members of the cast of All My Sons, the Arthur Miller Classic that will be staged at Wausau West High School and in their auditorium on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and then again on Sunday as well. Matinee performance coming up on Sunday at 2 p.m. So again, All My Sons by Arthur Miller at Wausau West Auditorium, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, and we'll talk all about that with members of the cast at 9:34 this morning. Well, last night, a couple of new millionaires were announced in the state of Wisconsin. Elon Musk.
I'm talking about this as we're during the commercial break that we're going to talk about. It's called Musk a Bucks. I'm like, really? That's a thing now?
Yes, it is, because Elon is out there giving money to try and somehow tilt the election. Yeah. But he did come to Wisconsin yesterday and handed out a pair of $1 million checks to two voters. He also promised smaller payments to others who help elect a conservative candidate to the state's top court in a closely watched election. The Tesla CEO and top advisor to President Donald Trump handed out oversized checks at a rally in Green Bay as he sought to drum up enthusiasm for a state Supreme Court election that is already the most expensive judicial race in U.S. history. Musk said he would also pay supporters $20 for every voter that they recruit over the next 2 days.
You know, honestly, I think the thing that really annoys me about this is that, you know, he just gives this money away to people to try and buy their votes. And, like, it doesn't even matter to him because he has all this money. It's like a drop in the bucket. I mean, he can give away $2 million checks and give $20 to people who come to the cause, and he's like, that's not going to affect me. I got plenty of money saved up. It's like, that is just morally and ethically wrong. I'm sorry, but that's just, it's not like it is.
He was trying as well to put into the minds of his supporters that they need to work harder because perhaps Crawford is running ahead of Schimmel. I'm not sure about that. Maybe he's just trying to light a fire under the right-wing supporters. Musk said at the rally last night, we are actually in serious danger of losing the election. He says, we've got to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Well, back in the day, maybe we had to pull a rabbit out of the hat, but in this day and age, he just has to write another big check as he tries to buy elections over and over again. And of course, this is a vital election. And the thing about it is, it's going to affect the people that live here in Wisconsin, not Elon Musk. Well, yeah, maybe it could, because actually it's a case that Musk is involved in. But for the most part, it still is something that will be concerning of us who live here in Wisconsin more than Elon Musk. And again, it was a long time coming when Justice Janet Protasiewicz won the last state Supreme Court election a couple of years ago. And it, for the first time in well over a decade, gave a ideological majority to those left of center. Obviously very important, because we've seen lots of important cases come in front of our courts in recent years. Mm-hmm. And when you've seen cases such as giving the President of the United States unlimited power, that the United States Supreme Court gave in deference to Donald J. Trump. We had an election in 2020 where it came within a razor thin 4-3 vote, where one of the conservative justices, Brian Hagedorn, sided with the liberals to say no to Donald Trump in his attempt to overturn the presidential election here in the state of Wisconsin. And also, We are, what, now 2 months and 11 days into Trump 2.0, second term of Donald Trump. And to say that it has been different than the first, I think, is an understatement. Donald Trump has come into office trying to tip over everything in the United States government, trying to change the United States and its government into his own warped image. And this election, one state, technically nonpartisan, yet is being looked at, and I think rightly looked at, as perhaps an early snapshot on how a state that was close last November, but that did go to Donald Trump, one of those swing states in the 2024 presidential election that gave him the White House back. How is the current chaos and change that is being put forward by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and others in the new Trump administration playing to the people? Are we going to see a pushback against Donald Trump? Are we going to see a pushback against what Musk is doing? And I do think that while it shouldn't, it really shouldn't matter in terms of a state judicial race, I do think it will matter. And I think it's going to be interesting if Brad Schimmel tomorrow evening, sometime late tomorrow night, it comes down the line that Brad Schimmel won this election. You know that folks like Trump and Musk are going to take all the credit for it. And frankly, rightly, they should. I mean, Elon Musk is putting in, what, $26 million at this point. Could be even more by the time all is said and done. Donald Trump and his endorsement is being used by Brad Schimmel over and over again in Schimmel's late advertising blitz. So if Schimmel does pull this one out, I would say that Donald Trump and Elon Musk deserve to take some bows. I think that they would be major reasons for that victory. If Susan Crawford wins this election, I would say that it is, to a certain extent, a repudiation of what has been done in the last 2.5 months. I would say you can't take it too far because in recent elections such as this, the Democrats have been successful. Like I said, the Janet Protasiewicz election. If you look at recent statewide elections, despite the loss in the presidential race last year, Democrats have been winning by a great majority the races against Republicans in governorships, Senate races recently, running ahead of the Republicans. So if Crawford wins, that would continue that pattern as well. But again, this election is different.
Crucial, I would say.
It's crucial, but it's much different. Yes, we saw big money in the last race between Protasiewicz and Kelly, the last state Supreme Court race. Mm-hmm. We've seen massive amounts of money last year in the Senate race between U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Yep.
We've seen
lots of ads with Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, and then Kamala Harris. Yeah.
You know, there was no regulation, and it was just like a bombardment of ads designed to get people to be afraid of and use negative reinforcement to, you know, play on people's fears and produce a certain outcome.
But I would say that this election is different. It is the continuation of the Musk effect. And I am curious to see how long this goes. I'm curious to see how long Elon Musk, because, I mean, if he wants to, he's got the money to continue along this line for quite a long time. Yeah. But I wonder if there will be a backlash, if Elon Musk sees people pushing back against his unlimited spending in order to put his hand on the scales of these elections, whether or not he would see himself as being actually a negative to the people that he's trying to help. I'll be curious to see if there is any kind of push to see changes in our campaign funding laws. I did see over the weekend a United States senator trying to push forward the start of the process to overturn Citizens United again, to try to get some sort of constitutional amendment passed. Obviously, it's a very difficult struggle, but you have to try. Mm-hmm. You have to get out there and start this process.
True failure is when you stop trying.
You cannot continue just to say, well, it's just the way it is. We have a majority of conservatives on the Supreme Court. We have a majority of conservatives in the United States Senate and the United States House. So we're just going to hold our fire here. And unfortunately, I see that a lot, it appears, with guys like Schumer. No, you have to come out there with your own positive ideas and push against the ideas that you disagree with from the right.
There
have to be compromise. You don't compromise with fascists. You have to put out your own ideas. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about compromise right now. Mm. You're talking about a platform of ideas from the left that say, hey, this is what we believe in, not what the fascists believe in. So that's, you know, no, you don't compromise with fascism. You fight it.
Yeah.
So again, we're down to the last 2 days. We'll know what the results are tomorrow night. And, of course, again, special live election night coverage begins at 8 p.m. right here on WXCO and on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is 8:49. We'll be right back here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, again, coming up in just a few minutes at 9:06, starting off the second hour, we'll have an opportunity to speak to Judge Susan Crawford. Again, she's on the ballot, very important race coming up tomorrow. In fact, I mean, many of you have voted early. I know that. I have not voted yet. I will be voting tomorrow.
Me too.
Ian, you better be voting tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I promise I will. As soon as the show is done tomorrow, I'm gonna go over and vote right away so I don't forget. Gotta do it early.
I'm going to be reminding you. So,
and speaking of Susan Crawford, our friend of a Cornell from Merrill has a few things he'd like to share about Susan Crawford.
Good morning, Cornell. What's on your mind?
Well, it was nice to meet her, and we're going down the stretch. I've been making calls around people Saturday and Sunday, and some of the people are quite upset with this Musk deal that they say he should go to prison.
I think it would have been nice to have somebody arrest him last night buying an election.
Well, with the check there, under statute 12, I got a text from a friend, and they say it pointed out that extortion and it tied it with voting is a crime under that statute. And, you know, it's you know, it's really not right when you're passing out. You just can't come into the state, I think, and give away $1 million. I mean, that's a lottery.
Unfortunately, apparently we can. And I have to admit that I was very disappointed to see that every state Supreme Court justice, whether on the left or the right, said, no, nothing we can do here. I mean, if you continue to allow this to happen, what should the people think? I honestly, it's like, yeah, as long as we keep allowing this, something has to be done. And it really, and I think that it's not enough just for Democrats to say, well, there's not much we can do. We don't have the United States Senate. We don't have the House. We don't have the Wisconsin State Assembly or Senate. Doggone it. You need the energy coming, the fight. And sometimes I don't see that fight enough at this point.
Well, if they think it's legal, I hope they tax the $1 million for Wisconsin. It's 30%.
I would certainly hope so, especially those two that grabbed those big oversized checks last night.
Yeah, it's 30% on $1 million.
Frankly, it should be more than that, but that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad to meet Judge Crawford. I'm really getting out and calling, and people are, like I said, are pretty upset with that, but I feel that she would treat the people equally, and Schimmel, I feel that he wouldn't be equally to the minorities, which Trump is doing. I feel that it's really kind of sad to see that he's taking racist actions and he's erasing Black history, and now he's going into the Smithsonian. And also, I wanted to mention that you were talking about the Dodgers, and they hauled away these so-called terrorists down south. And one guy said, I'm not a gang person. I've got a tattoo of my soccer team on my back. And you're hauling away people that it's basically due process, what I'm saying, you know, the Fifth Amendment.
Exactly.
Is that all these people have to go to court, and they're not doing that, and Bondi's not obeying the judge.
She's corrupt to the core. I mean, the Attorney General of the United States, I mean, the level of corruption we are seeing now, I think it's so much that some people, it's too much. It's almost too much to comprehend. There was a pardon of a last week. And the guy's lawyer was the brother of Pam Bondi. I mean, it's just the layers of corruption. It's mind-blowing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, they said we're torching Tulsa cars, and they called these are terrorists. But what are the people, they don't criticize the people, due to the insurrection? You had 1,000 people going in there, and I tell the people, and it just breaks my heart because we lost 5 police officers and 100 police officers were disabled, and they don't call that anything.
Right. No, I mean, the way it is, but hopefully you'll keep tuned in and listen in as I talk to Judge Crawford here coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I hope people will just get out there and vote, and especially the minorities should pay attention, because I don't think Schimmel will treat the minorities right, because what Trump is doing, he's erasing Black history, and it's really a sad state of our country, and I hope people get out and vote. And I really strongly believe that Judge Crawford is the best for our state, and there's some big cases coming up.
Absolutely. Cornell, we got a hard break here in just a few seconds, so we have to cut it off right there. Coming up, Judge Susan Crawford, right after our information update, coming up next here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.